We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, in the middle of a line, Omer Rav Chanina. Omer Rav Chanina. Hilkach, v'moysa chama, omer mashe v'ruach, ein machzir noisoi. If in the summer, you say mashe v'ruach, you don't make you go back. Why? Because usually, if it would be a klala, if it would be only a winter thing, and you said in the summer, then you would have to repeat Shemir Esrei, because you're saying klala. But now that we established that ruach you have all year round, so you say Mashav Ruach in the summer, like some Hasidim say Mashav Ruach Mered Atal. It's Mashma Lechatchila, you shouldn't say it, like Taisa speaks out. It's Mashma Lechatchila, you should not say Mashav Ruach. Taisa says, Mil Taisa, Shama Ram, Shain Loim and Moisacham and Mashav Ruach. The Omar Abchina, Moisacham and Mashav Ruach, and Mazinra, said Machlal, Lechatchila, Ain Loim Roy. Taisa happens to point out that you shouldn't say it Lechatchila, so that minig I have to know Pshat, but I'm sure there's a Pshat in it. 100% sure there's a pshat on it, but Taisa says that you don't say Mashav Ruach. It's good right for the Gemara. Ein Machzir Roish Mashav Lechatchila. You shouldn't say Mashav Ruach. Al Kapanim in Moisa Chama. If you say Mashav Ruach, Ein Machzir Roish. Oma Taisa says that a certain Baal Taisa always said Murder Atal because this way you never have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But let's first see the Gemara. Hilk Moisa Chama Om Mashav Ruach Ein Machzir Roish. Oma Murid Ageshem Machzir Roish. If you say Murid Ageshem in the summer, you have to repeat Shemir Esrei because it's a klala. You don't want rain in the summer. You didn't say Mashav Ruach, you don't go back because Mashav Ruach is not essential. It's there anyway. It happens anyway. You have to repeat Shemir Esrei. And Taisa speaks out, but if you said Murid at all, so then in the summer as well, in the winter as well, they don't have to repeat Shemir Esrei. So it says, Taisa brings down, Shem Hachi Omahari B'Shem Oizarua. I think there was Olive Zion, there was a rule. La'olam, Beim Moisa Chama, Beim Moisa Kshamim, Merid Atal. They always said Merid Atal. The La'olam, also, they Safik. You never come to a Safik. Safik Amal, Safik Lama. So that's what he said. The minig was, they said Merid Atal all year round. Say in the summer. Yeah, we don't want to hear the whole year round. No one has this minig. But Akaponim, V'loy Oid, Elafilo Omar, Mavi Haruach, Mafriach Atal, Machzir Moisa. What happened if someone says, Mashav Ruach, it says Merid Ageshem. Then he says Mavi Haruach Umafriach Atal, which means Hashem removes the wind that shouldn't blow, and he removes the tal. Unless he says that, you don't say back. You don't say over Shemoneh Esrei either. Now, this is a little interesting because here you're saying basically Shtusim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei over here, because Mavi Haruach Umafriach Atal is not possible. You always have a tal, and you always have the ruach. So what's pshat in such a thing?
He said
Merid Ageshem, but you didn't say this. So it says you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. It's up to Paris Yosef that this is the words of Paris Yosef. Mashma Mekan, Dim Hiske B'Shoicha Tfilo Shel Choyl Yal V'Yavoy. Let's say you say on a regular day, you say Yal V'Yavoy, Shel Rosh Chodesh. M'komok Em Achzir Noisei. Af B'Shu Shekem Muchlet, even though it's a Shekem Muchlet, Ein Em Afsid Oisei HaTfilo. You don't lose a Tfilo. Why? Because you see Magamara, you say, so it doesn't apply, it works. But tzarchin al paiskim shakosu and hiskim urosh oyoim acham achzir noisei. There's paiskim say like that. You have to look in the mechaber and simon kufches. There is paiskim a hold. If you say yav yav in middle of davening, you have to go back. This is a kasha on those paiskim that you have to go back. In the mashiv and the gemara, if you say something not true in middle of Shemoneh Esrei, aim achzir noisei chiddush. Talking about vayta. Tana. There's another thing that we missed out. Clouds. What about clouds? Now, what are clouds good for? Clouds are good because it, after a rain, the crops, if the sun will come out right away, it will burn the crops. Like if you speak to these grass guys, you know, the lawn doctor, they tell you, put the sprinkler system on in the night or in the early morning before it gets sunny. Because once it gets sunny, the sun will burn the grass from the water. Water gets hot, it burns the grass. It's just an idea that the water has to be cool. So therefore, after a good rain on the crops, Hashem brings out the clouds, and the clouds keep the moisture in the crops. And same thing before the rain, the clouds keep the moisture in. So oven are good for growing crops also. Tana, but oven of ruchas lechayv v'cham lahaski. You don't have to mask the clouds and the ruchas. We spoke about ruchas already. Then bala haski mask. Bala mention it. My time. What's the reason? Because these things never stop. The clouds and the ruchas never stop. Right, the Gemara of Loi Ma'atri. Is that true? You always have clouds. The Talmud of Yosef says in the pasuk in Shema, "V'chora af Hashem v'chem v'atzar es Hashemayim." Right, says in the Torah that v'atzar es Hashemayim mina oven u'mina ruchas. Is that lost in the pasuk? No. So it says v'atzar mina Hashemayim. We tie it means mina oven mina ruchas. Atoim mina oven ruchas. The shvayim otz shvayim means mina oven ruchas. Ein alav mina matar. Maybe it means from the rain. Kushoyim it says va'otz shvayim lo yihya matar va'adam alos yitenis v'lo. It says in matar they don't say matar lo yihya matar won't be matar if we don't do Hashem's will. Hashem will otz shvayim lo yihya matar. Tzrei matar arma. Manim mekayim otz shvayim mina oven umina ruchas. It means Hashem will not give anymore the oven, the clouds, and the ruchos. Mefurisha drasha and the brayse from Rav Yosef that is possible for oven and ruchos to stop. Kasha ruchos are ruchos. Kasha oven. It's stira. Before he said ruchos never stop, here it says ruchos stop. Before he said oven clouds never stop, here it says oven stop. It's a stira. And for the Gemara, the Gemara answers like this: oven ma oven like kasha. Ha b'charfi, ha b'afli. There's two clouds. The clouds before it rains and after it rains. That's after. After means before the rain. Those never stop. The clouds after the rain, those sometimes stop. So I'm going to ask me, so why don't you say, masker those clouds? Teretz is, since the clouds, certain clouds never stop, so you don't say it. You don't say any, you're not masker in davening. That's Teretz of Mav. Ruchas are ruchas lekasha. Habaruch mansuah tsuya. Habaruch shena mansuah. That's a ruach matsuya never stops. Ruach shen matsuya, a very strong wind, that something stops. Now, what's the point of having ruach shen matsuya? Ruach shen matsuya chazal ve'dari. It's very good if you want to winnow the wheat and let it separate. You throw in the wind and it separates. So that ef shivan aval pasa, the world could be last without it because it's possible to use a sifter in order to sift out, to winnow the or a basket to winnow out the wheat. And again, why don't you mention that? So Rashi also says over here, the reason why you don't mention it is because the world can manage without it. And therefore, you don't have to be masker either oven or ruchah. It's because part of oven and part of ruchah you have, you always have ruach matsuya, and you always have oven before the rain. Nothing more about it. Tana, ha'oven v'haruchah shnias l'mata. The clouds and the ruchahs are secondary to matah, which means it's just almost as good as matah. That's the Rashi Taj. Shnius matah means it's like the second rain. It's almost like rain. Kemat Rashi Hashem ilos kemata asmai. It's kemat like matah itself, like rain itself. Hechidami. How is that? Amu'ula v'tem Rav Yehuda. The basa mitra. The wind and the clouds after mitra, after the rain, is very good. Because the wind blows around the rain to all the crops, and the clouds keep the moisture in. Praying the Gemara, Lameimra, that the wind is good after rain. Lameimra, the Me'al Yusei. Like Siv says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk in the Taicha, Yitin Hashem es matar artzucha ova kva ofar. Va'am u'ula, what does that mean? That Hashem would give rain and dust. Va'am u'ula, v'teim Rav Yehuda, zika debas mitra. It means the wind that after the rain. So the wind after the rain, you see, is not a good thing. Because what happens is, it blows all the sand and the dust onto the crops, and since it's wet, it sticks to the crops and ruins the crops. So wind is not good. Marzilla kasha, hada asya nicha, hada asya razia. A strong, so Pashtun Gemara means like this. A strong wind is no good, but a soft wind is good. That's how the Rabbi Nechanana learns. Matthias and Rashi both learn, go on the rain. It says, a strong rain, a light rain is good. A strong rain is no good. That will cause the wind to make it muddy. That's the chiluk. A strong rain and a light rain, if a strong rain, it's no good. Because one of them is myla avak, not myla avak, not myla dust. One makes a dust, and one doesn't make dust. V'am Rav Yehuda, zika debasa mitra kemitra. The wind that's after the rain, the good wind, is like rain. Just as important as rain. Even the basa mitra kemitra. The clouds after rain is just as important as rain. Like we said, it keeps the moisture in. Shimshi the basa mitra ketrei mitri. After the sun afterwards, when it's up to the drying time, so then the sun is also very good because it dries everything out. Lamutimai. So what's not good? Wind is good. Clouds are good. Sun is good. So what's not good? Lamutimai. Lamute gili laila, which means if there's lightning at night, that's no good. Because it's like not sun, it's like yes sun, not sun, it's not good. The Shimsa Beni Karki, also sun that peaks between the clouds, also is no good. Karki means a bald person. Just like a bald person has a few hairs, same thing. Shimsa Beni Karki means the sun that comes between the clouds. Omar Rava, Mali Talgolaturi, the snow is very good for the mountains. Kichamisha mitril ara. It's like five rains down on the ground. Rashi speaks out that the snow is good everywhere. Just the Metzius is that on the rain doesn't work good with the mountains. Why? Because it rolls right down. And the snow doesn't work good in the valleys because it melts right away. So that's what I'm saying. On mountains, is snow is very good for it. And it's like five rains. How do you know? The Pasuk says, Shenem is in the Pasuk, Ki la sheleg yoymar hevei oretz. Hashem says to the snow, go down to the ground, which means go down to the earth. V'gesha moto v'gesha mitos uzay. And that's five times the Lashon rain. You have Geshem, Matar, Geshem, and Mitrais is Lashon Matar, Rabim, which is two more rains. Mitrais Uzay, so it's like five rains. Vamarava, Tagel Ture Mitra. Snow on mountains is the rain. Razia Lilana, Lani, a strong rain for trees is Mitra. That's its rain. No, Lilana. Matra Razia Lilana. Mitra, regular rain, nichal peri, is good for peris, for tefuah. That's good for peris and tefuah. But the trees are very strong, a good strong rain, needs a good strong rain to reach the roots. Mashenkein, but tefuah and peris is good for soft rain. So snow is good for mountains. Talga l'ture, I read it again. Talga, the snow is good l'ture. Matra, razia, strong rain l'ilane. Matra, nichal peri, a soft rain is good for peris. Or pila, which is a very small drizzle. I feel pratsida to say, kala mahanile. It's good for the cracks in the ground that have a little seeds in it. It's good for that. These little cracks either closes up the cracks or goes into those little cracks. It's good for the little tiny cracks in the ground. My urpila, what does that stand for, urpila? Uru pili. It means it's soisim the cracks. Pili is lotion cracks in the ground. It's good for the cracks. So urpila, the soft rain, is good for the young little seeds that you can put in the ground. It's good for those. It's good for those plants. That's what it's good for, and that's what urpila is good for.